Now, suppose you were mad with one of these people who live down here. Suppose he'd done something you didn't like. Now, how would you refer to him?
Well, I don't know. I ain't never been mad with none of them.
Well, you're very lucky.
Yeah, but me, they ain't let me know it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Now, let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his little boy broke it. Now, the man, you might say that the man got awfully...
mad about it.
Okay. Now, suppose you'd been working hard all day, and so by nighttime you could say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay. Now, if a little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, he... what?
Smoking cigarettes.
Well, what would happen to him, though, if he smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other? He wouldn't feel very good, would he?
I don't imagine he would.
And so what would you say? You'd say he...
smoke cigarettes.
Well, suppose somebody catches a bad cold. You could say that that person got sick or took sick, or how would you say it?
I don't know how to say it.
Okay. Now... okay. Now, if a person is feeling sick right here, how would you describe that? You'd say sick in the stomach or sick at the stomach?
Sick in the stomach.
Okay.
That gave me a cold drink of water.
What do you call a hobgoblin to frighten children with? You might say to one of these little children here, you better be good or this thing is going to get you.
The boogeyman will get
you. Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
I'd greet him thinking he had me a present.
But what would you say to him?
I'd just tell him to come in.
Okay, but would you say something that would have to do with Christmas?
I'd say, well, for bringing me a present, I'd say, well, I sure thank you.
Well, would you say something like Merry Christmas or?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd say Christmas gift, wouldn't Mom King? That's what you always say.
That's what they say to me.
What do you say? Would you say Christmas gift?
I'd say, I thank you for the gift.
Okay, but if somebody was just coming in the door and you wanted to let them know that it was Christmas, you know, and you were thinking about them, would you say Merry Christmas or would you say Christmas gift?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Now, if you had a very heavy suitcase and you had to move that suitcase from one place to another, you might say, gee, I wish I didn't have to...
carry this heavy suitcase.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that has a very hard shell and it lives in water?
Little turtle.
Okay. Now, what do you call a similar animal that lives on land?
Gopher.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body, just from about the waist up?
The body, I reckon.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottom craft with oars that's used on a lake or a river?
I don't know that. I don't like it.
Well, would you call it a boat or a rowboat, maybe, or a john boat?
Rowboat.
Okay. What do you call the covering on a pillow?
Slip.
Okay.